This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Lyra Van Cleef Stefanin reading Measured. If space makes the pattern, her absence is filling a quota. The president says, we're a nation of laws. The limerick under her dreaming, that lilting. At 7, a Seuss rhyme's still funny. And who's to say wouldn't have been still at 30? The sneeches, or what was I scared of? She's 7 asleep on the living room sofa. In amphibrax. Who hears her breathing? If space makes the pattern, her absence is filling a quota. This absence, Ayana. But what was the officer scared of? What reaches for him in the recesses of his attention? What formal suggestion of darkness needs stagger to formless? If space makes the pattern egregious, this grief in the rhythm of uplift, too graphic, a measure of struggle. Which struggle with the law holds the dark in it, keeps the dark of Quinletta, Latoya, Kimkeja, Onika, Natasha, Brianna, my still breathing cousins, your still breathing cousins, alive in it. Ayana, her breath in perfection at 7. This measure, for measure on measure on measure, or else. Law is dead, Ayana. It never was. About this poem. An amphibrach is a metrical foot made up of 3 syllables, unstressed, stressed, unstressed. An elegy for Ayana Stanley Jones, a 7-year-old black girl shot and killed by a Detroit police officer while asleep on her grandmother's sofa in 2010. Measured takes its amphibrachic meter from the syllables Ayana of her first name, used to construct limericks, which are often bawdy. Amphibrachic meters are also found in some works by Dr. Seuss. In popular culture, amphibrachs are so associated with black girls' names. One finds when someone wants to make a joke about black girls, the amphibrachic name itself sometimes may stand in for the gag and line. In the face of called for, quote, measured responses to police brutality and murder, I have been writing a series of poems articulating the grief of attempting to inhabit such a measure and asking how disembed black women's lives from structures of violence embedded in languages, standard units, and calculations.